American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. There's been another assassination attempt against former President Trump. Shots were fired at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida, while former President Trump was golfing. The would-be shooter was identified as 53-year-old Ryan Wesley Ralph. He's now in custody after Secret Service agents spotted the muzzle of his rifle sticking through a chain-link fence. Navy SEAL and former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam with his thoughts on the investigation.
I believe he did surveillance. I believe he had somebody telling him or some way to find out what Trump's movement was. He picked a location, had time to set up, tie up, and fix ballistic plates to the fence along with a supply bag, a GoPro, and set himself up for the shot. That takes... I mean, if he just ran up there and did it, it would take at least 5 minutes to do that. But he also staged his vehicle so he could get away.
Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz oversaw the Secret Service when he served in Congress. He says these failures go all the way to the top.
Secretary Mayorkas is the point person. He's the one that makes the decision on who gets protection, who doesn't, who gets the level of protection, and who doesn't. He's in charge of billions of dollars. It is totally, completely on Secretary Mayorkas at this point. You have an acting director. That means that the secretary has to take an elevated role in doing that, and they are failing in this.
The latest targeted attack on President Trump comes after years of Democrats and the media labeling him as the single biggest threat to democracy.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump.
Trump is a existential, urgent threat to our democracy.
They're running against democracy.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy.
Casting former President Trump as a threat to democracy.
Donald Trump is a great threat to our democracy.
After this second attempt on Trump's life, the talk quickly turned to rhetoric. But MSNBC blamed Trump.
Do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone, and it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started.
RNC Youth Council co-chair Brylan Hollihan says you can't square that circle.
The attempt to blame this assassination attempt on Donald Trump's disgusting. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the DNC, their media hacks wake up every single morning and attempt to call Donald Trump Hitler. They attempt to call him a threat to democracy, those exact words that come out of their mouth dozens of times every single day on this campaign, except they're shocked when one of their radical supporters actually goes out and tries to, you know, shoot the former president twice.
The fight for North Dakota's ban on most abortions is not over. Chris Woodward has more.
Bridget Turbide of North Dakota Right to Life says pro-lifers are working with the Attorney General's office to appeal a state judge's ruling last week that struck the abortion ban.
That will probably get ruled on in the middle of session, and depending on how the Supreme Court rules, will depend on what bills might or might not ensue from that Supreme Court ruling when they officially rule on it.
In his ruling last Thursday, State District Judge Bruce Romanek said that the law violates the state constitution because it's too vague.
We've had abortion illegal since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And we had one abortion clinic in the state prior to that. So when it was overturned, they moved across the border into Minnesota. And they were suing the state based on the right that woman had a right to abortion for mental health reasons.
Turbide views this ruling as a complete overstep of the judge's authority, a judge that Turbide calls a pro-choice judge on his way to retirement.
He was acting as a policymaker, not a judge, and he wasn't doing his due diligence or promoting the will of the people in North Dakota.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.